There's a verse in the Dhammapada that just as relatives are happy to see someone who's long gone come back home. In the same way, when you pass away, your good deeds will receive you like relatives who are glad to see you return. Think about what that meant in India, where so much depended on kinship ties, that your reliable relatives are not the people around you and your family. They're your good deeds. As you're going to depend on your friends, depend on your relatives, you've got to be really careful both inside and out. The Buddha says that if there's someone you really love and you'd like to see them in the next lifetime, then if you both practice in tune in terms of your conviction and your virtue and your generosity and your discernment, then you meet again. But how many people do you know who practice those things? And you look inside yourself, who are your real friends? They're genuine friends, but then who are the ones that you actually go to? And they tend to be your cravings, so you've got to watch out. So what the Buddha is saying is you've got to change your allegiances here. Look for your support from your good actions. Not necessarily from the people you love or the people who love you. Because that love can change, and the people can change, you can change. But the goodness of your actions, that's something that's reliable. So if your good actions are not reliable yet, okay, you can make them reliable. This is something that is within your power. You can't force other people to stay the same they were if they're really good people. Sometimes they change. And your cravings are very resistant. If you're trying to make friends with them, you don't know where they're going to take you. So focus on your good deeds, things you say, things you do, things you think. Make sure that those are in line with the Buddha's standards. He sets those standards not to be harsh, but to show this is what goodness is really like. Someone raised the question, aren't there a lot of people in the world who observe the precepts? Well, there are a lot of people in the world who will find excuses for lying. In fact, that's the normal human tendency. Even get philosophers saying that there are times when lying is justified. So you can't take the general run-of-the-mill to be your standard. Take the Buddhist standard, because he really means well by you. He really has compassion for you. And it's in your actions that you create your refuge inside, both now and after death. So focus here, because this is where you can find something that's really dependable, even more dependable than your body, more dependable than the moods of your mind. When you make yourself your own mainstay like this, you find a mainstay that's hard to find, but it's really worth working at.